We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi. It's Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025, and I'm here to bring you today's top headlines. Today, we'll tell you all about some upcoming events here in Champaign-Urbana. First, tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m., there will be a Day of the Dead candle decorating and sticker making workshop in the Independent Media Center Makerspace. Day of the Dead is a traditional Mesoamerican holiday to commemorate the lives of those who have departed. Tomorrow's workshop will draw on this, inviting participants to reflect on their familial and community connections while blending digital design and cultural practices of Day of the Dead. Each person who signs up for the event will receive two altar candles for decoration, a vinyl sticker sheet for printing, and a wide range of materials to be used for their creations. Using these materials, participants will have the opportunity to create custom vinyl stickers using photos of their loved ones to be placed on their candles. If you are signed up, please email any photos desired for use to makerspaceu@gmail.com. Walk-ins are welcome, however, they are not guaranteed to receive a candle. To reserve a seat, please sign up online at makerspaceurbana.org. Next, we've got some big-time news. The university will welcome Big Time Rush to the State Farm Center on January 24, 2026 at 7 p.m. as part of their college dropout tour. Big Time Rush got their big time break after the launch of their Nickelodeon TV show of the same name, which featured the adventures of a group of boys in Hollywood who were selected to form a boy band. With the major success of the show, the actors decided to create the band off-screen as well. They produced three albums alongside performing in many tours across the world, where they quickly became a global sensation. The band will be playing every song from every episode of the hit TV show and many more, along with special guest Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. Don't look back, don't hesitate, and make sure to get your tickets at statefarmcenter.com. Next, the Station Theater will present Fade, written by Tanya Sarancho and directed by Jacqueline Moreno, running October 23rd to November 23rd. Fade is a comedy drama about class, race, and identity in a Hollywood writer's room, starring Lee Reichlin as Lucia and Anissa Reynoso as Abel. The station's auditorium allows the audience to sit right in front of the action and feel the raw emotion. Seating is limited, so grab your spot soon. For tickets, times, and more information, visit stationtheater.com. To round us out, get flan all dressed up for the Champaign Park District's Flannel Festival, returning to Westside Park Saturday. Running from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the event will feature live lumberjack shows, pumpkin smashing stations, mustache and beard contests, and a hot pepper eating contest, among other fall-themed activities. Flannel Fest evolved over the past 5 years from small local events to a flagship festival for the Champaign Park District. Marketing manager Tashelle Brown has led some of that growth and spoke with Illini Media Group on the event's broad appeal.
Flannel Fest is what I like to think of as like the ultimate Midwestern fall event. Like, we're bringing everything that people love about fall and shoving it all into Westside Park in one day for everyone to enjoy.
The fun continues after the fest when Virginia Theater opens its doors a block away at 6 p.m. for a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that's the scoop. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Sophie Vansagi, Elliot Casey, and Mac Jones. From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi.